1023 XLC Wes and Leah Gurney's got it here. And something that's coming up, it's just right around the corner, the 27th annual John Callahan Memorial Turkey Trot 5K Fun Run and Walk. Which, when they always say fun run, is it really fun to run?
If you're a good runner.
If it's just, so it's just
for
people.
Me, no.
No, it's
you
just
see
people
snot
like
bubbles
me.
And tears is all you would see.
But I like that there's and walk, because you can choose to walk this too. So we welcome Mike Callahan to tell us a little bit about the Turkey Trot that's going on this year on Thanksgiving, Thursday, November 25th. 5 a.m. or 8 a.m., not 5 a.m.
That's when I'd have to get out there and start stretching to make it just at the starting line.
So, 8 a.m., when do people get out there and line up? Is it...
It's kind of interesting because we say registration starts at 7 a.m.
Okay.
And I'll get there at, like, it's at the fire station on Old Grand Avenue is okay. Where the registration is. I'll get there about... 6:45, and there'll be like a line of 10 people already.
They're like, so, we want to be first.
Right. And one of the issues is for the first 350 people who show up and are registered on race day, they get a long sleeve t-shirt. And I don't know, it's almost like a commodity.
They want shirt.
When we run out, you know,
you're out.
Sometimes we get some heat. So
did you say
it's
the first
like being
three...
a Facebook official. If you don't have the t-shirt,
yeah,
you didn't do it.
It didn't happen. Yeah. You got to have the pictures for the gram, and you got to wear the official t-shirt. You said the first 350 people. How many people participate?
It varies because of the weather more than anything, because you can register that day if you want to.
Okay.
So generally, it kind of floats between 400 and 500, 550. I mean, you know, we've had registrations over 600, but not everybody shows.
I know you look across the table and you see nothing but sveltness, and I understand that. I've done a couple turkey trots, and exactly that one time, it was 70 degrees, absolutely did the turkey trot. Next year, it was like 12 degrees, absolutely stayed at home.
Well, that and the Wednesday, the night before, is... Well, it used
to be. Yeah, partook in that.
Used to be a party night. Not for me anymore. I can't hang. I want to be able to enjoy my Thanksgiving. But this is really cool. The event that you guys have. You mentioned weather. Do you guys still do it in the snow?
Yes, we do. Gurney's been really good about, you know, they'll come by and salt the course beforehand. And we've only had. Really, I guess we'd call it measurable snow, maybe like a couple of times, you know. But what happens is part of the run goes through the park, through Viking Park, and that has some low areas. Mm-hmm. And so the snow will build up and then start melting, and it turns into an interesting run. More of a cross country at that point. So.
Are there, I mean, as much as you can plan, there are always a few things that happen that you don't expect. Can you recall any?
Yes. One time, partway through the race, our time clock just quit.
Okay.
And thank God that one of the people that was standing, because you get a lot of people trying to take pictures at the end, they had an iPad that they had started at the same time. So we were able to utilize that just by calling out the times as people came running in.
Sure.
Because we're a non-sanctioned race.
Right.
So, you know, it's
but
not
still,
like...
still, you're racing against yourself.
Right.
You want to
know.
Yeah.
I want to know my time.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
Like,
if I did it, then I'd be like, it I'm stopping count. Until that thing turns back on.
It doesn't count. Well, that's like doing any kind of exercise and not wearing your fitness watch. Like, I want to see my steps. I want to see my workout. I want to know what time I did. And I want to beat myself from the last time I did it. So the turkey trot, though, is this... It costs to do this, right?
Yes. It's,
okay.
The registration is $30.
No, that's not bad at all. Yeah. And what charities do you usually donate to?
One of them, and this is the one that's near and dear to my heart, is neuroblastoma research. There's a group at the University of Chicago. That's one of the primary ones. Another one is the Gurney Community Church Youth Group, and they volunteer. You know, they help man the closed roads and stuff like that. Then there's District 56 special needs students.
Okay.
Because they helped my son after he had some severe chemotherapy. They helped him with hearing aids and, you know, speech patterns and stuff like that. So we always send some that way. And then since probably 2008, 2009, we've been doing it for the Warren Food Pantry, too, because it seems like there's more use of that every year.
Right.
So.
Sure.
And I feel like we do need to mention this. Yeah. The Turkey Trot is in memory of your son.
Yes.
John Callahan. So the 27th annual Turkey Trot that goes on Thanksgiving morning. Why do you guys do it on Thanksgiving morning?
It's just history.
Okay.
It started off very small with like 10 police officers or something like mm-hmm. that. And what they would do is they would donate food items to Gurney Community Church, which runs a turkey dinner for some of the sailors at Great Lakes. So it just kind of kept growing from there, and it turned into something where instead of donating food, you'd start doing something financial. And then they started including more of the community.
Yeah, yeah. That's cool.
I did want to add one thing, too.
Yeah, I
don't know if I mentioned it before, but there's in people who receive or, you know, that benefit from it, we occasionally will have a member of the community. And this year we did find a young boy at one of these Gurney schools who was actually suffering from a form of leukemia.
Mm-hmm.
And it just came back. He had gone into remission. It just came back. So we're helping those folks out, too. So
because
you always
really
try and find like a pediatric connection
absolutely.
To it.
Sure. Absolutely. Yeah. So people can, you said you could sign up the day of, you could sign up ahead of time, or you could give a donation to the Turkey Trot. Where can people do that at?
If you just go to GurneyTurkeyTrot.org, that'll connect you to anywhere you need to go. You can download the forms. It'll connect you to the Eventbrite site where you can actually register and pay online also. So, yeah.
My mom's cooking Thanksgiving dinner this year, so I think I might sign up for that.
Oh, that would be cool.
I think I might sign up for it this year. I'm going to go for it. I'm going to be walking, though. Why are you shaking your head at me?
I'm not shaking my head.
Scratching your head at me.
Didn't you try to do like a 3K or something recently, and me and your husband both went, what is it, 3K?
Well, that wasn't me that came up with it. That's what the underwear people were calling it.
Okay.
Anyhow, thank you so much for coming in, Mike. Before we let you go, got to ask what your Gurney go-to is.
Mine is actually, it's called Gurney Martial Arts Academy, Aikido Martial Arts. I started doing it over 10 years ago just to keep doing something, you know.
Right. Oh, and right there off of Old Grand?
They're off of Delaney.
Delaney. Okay.
And I go one night a week for Tai Chi and then two nights a week for Hapkido. And sometimes I instruct, too. So it's fun. It's a good group of people. So
sweet. All right, Mike, thank you so much for coming in. Again, if you want to sign up for the Turkey Trot, you could do so. GurneyTurkeyTrot.org. Thank you. And we'll be seeing you. I'll be there.